commercial instead of residential.
You have to talk to the assessor. Zoning in this board has zero to do with assessment.
Well, I thought zoning
the assessor
that,
is your
I thought zoning is the one that said it was commercial or residential.
We're not changing it to commercial. It'll still be agriculture. It's a conditional use permit.
Okay.
She can do that on that agricultural land.
So I can do what I want next door then?
Yeah, if you want to come in and get a permit to do something on your
agricultural land. Well, I just moved my fire barrel down the fence line a little.
I didn't hear you.
Me neither.
Next. Hello.
Hi there. I'm Aaron Penrod, and I'm building at 1090 Sunset End Road. My concern with the county is the fact that if you look at the rest of your agenda, everybody's asking for a conditional use permit for single-night rentals. The county's becoming, you know, quite full of them, and it should be a concern because, you know, financially, if the community takes a hit, you're going to have a bunch of properties that are all zoned for or not zoned, I'm sorry, but everybody's wanting to use them for nightly rentals. I mean, they're all over the place. My parents have been fighting a nightly rental adjacent to their property for quite some time. They block the road. They dump additional trash. They actually block the road to the point where if they had a medical emergency that they wouldn't be able to get through. Now, I realize in this case here that wouldn't be the case, but, you know, the property is already approved for glamping sites. I mean, how much more commercial use are we going to do out of single-family residential areas where enough's enough? You know, the planning and zoning is supposed to help direct and lead the county as far as how this goes. I think we've got bigger issues with the fact that, you know, we had the building boom in 92 and 93 of all the motels, and then the condos came in. The condos wiped out the motels, and now you're going to have vacation rentals on top of all the condos that are already out there that need to be rented. And so I'm opposed to, and it wouldn't matter, well, I just happen to live in that area. So again, I'm opposed to, you know, a vacation nightly rental, because if that's a single family, you know, she's obviously not going to be staying there. She's probably going to be moving.
So where's your property at?
I'm at 1090. So you'd have to scan back. I'm like the third property to the south of her. So actually, I'm that little sliver. You know, keep going to the right. Go across the road. If you want, I can point it out.
Yep,
right there.
Sure.
That's me. And so again, and that does adjacent, you know, family land, and we do have concerns because obviously if you have nightly rentals in there, they're not familiar with the area, you know, with uses. I know. Luckily, you know, we've had rain. We've got hay on the ground right now. So, you know, luckily with the fireworks and stuff like that. But I think there is a concern. And I think there does come to a point where you're going to have enough commercial use of residential property that you do have to just kind of, you know, I don't want to, you know, detract from anybody succeeding. It is America. We're supposed to be able to do that. But if we're going to have zoning rules and regulations, then I think we have just as much right as property owners as being concerned of the other areas around there. There are some, you know, the property up there, it'd be nice if the guy would remove his broken down vehicles and trash bins and stuff like that. You know, I can't complain about my uncle and his barn. It's been there for a while. But anyways, but I think we do need to address the concern. And again, it's rampant. I mean, if you look at every other proposal tonight, it's all the same thing. And it's invading everybody else's neighborhoods.
Sir, we live it every month. So we fully understand what's going on with Taney County in reference.
I appreciate your service. So. But anyways, that would be my concern for, again, you know, what an issue that is greater we're all going to be dealing with. So,
okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else signed up to speak? Seeing none. Haley, you want to come back up?
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. We're glad that you're there. I think there's I don't have any other questions or I don't have any other comments, but I just appreciate your all's time tonight and giving me the opportunity to succeed.
So any additional questions, comments for the applicant or amongst ourselves?
Scott, can you push a magic button and tell me how far that gentleman's lot is from that house you want to rent?
The house is located somewhere right in there.
They're currently building a house. I think they just sectioned
about half a
that
mile.
Off. That's new.
2,700 feet.
A half a mile.
Half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, comments? None? Feedback?
Do we have any of the nightly rentals in that immediate area?
They've got the 10 glamping sites.
10 glamping sites.
Right. Yeah, I know other than
that. At the end of the road is a...
And I know down at the end of the road, there are any other single-family nightly rentals.
Conditional use permit, not that I can think of, besides her glamping on there for 10.
And they got the National Institute of Marriage that's right down there.
It
depends what package that you get with the National Institute of Marriage. Some of them are nightly, and some of them are weekly.
Right.
So the farms at the end is zoned NR1
mm-hmm.
to accommodate. This is C1 for the National Institute of Marriage. And then I don't have any conditional use permits besides her glamping for the 10 glamping sites.
Ten are approved. You guys approved that back in October, and four are permitted, and two are just about finished. Yes, sir.
Any discussion amongst ourselves? Review the application, questions? As far as nightly rental applications that come before us, this is seems to be like a well-thought-out one that's within our own their own property of 57 acres.
Thank you, Howard. I appreciate that.
I kind of think it's been pretty well planned out myself. I think it's pretty isolated there. And the talk about the type of zoning it is, one thing about this type of zoning, if they go out of business, you go right back to the farm. It hasn't changed it forever. And so, with that in mind, I would move for approval of this project.
Thank you, sir.
Got a motion to approve. Do we have a second? We do have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
So 7-0, Mr. Chairman, okay.
You might want to ask somebody out, else I missed it last time. 7-0. Thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Okay, next we have a proposed nightly rental use for two tiny homes located at 700 El Monte Road, Branson.
Okay, application number, conditional use permit, 21008. Rockabilly Ridge LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in two existing tiny homes in an A1 agricultural district. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is approximately 51.8 acres in size. Access to the parcels on a 50-foot road right-of-way labeled as El Monte Road. The surrounding properties are zoned A1 agricultural, RR for rural residential, and C2 for general commercial. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Both tiny homes are approximately 399 square feet in size and have one bedroom each. Therefore, maximum occupancy would be 4 persons per tiny home. I did add 2 bits of information at your desk. One of them was the information from John Suti relating to the septic tank. And another was just an email from a home on Watson that those relate to this application. So again, our standard conditional use for nightly rental, number 3, based on the 2-bedroom, maximum occupancy would be 4. And 4 for 4 would need 2 parking spaces. And then the required buffering plan is the native vegetation between the nightly rentals and the adjoining large parcels. So this is the high road, north on State Highway 248, El Monte Road. Subject property is highlighted. Current zoning. And I just took some pictures of the drive. There was a gate, El Monte Road, back to the east and west. With that, I would turn it over to your applicant, and I'll pull the parcel up on Beacon.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello. My name is John Paul Caswell, and I am possibly desperately unprepared after seeing that last presentation. So I'm from this area. My wife and I, my family lives in Baton Rouge now. We bought this property because we love to come back home and see the parents, and we don't like to stay with them, honestly. So we put a house here, and I've stayed in it 2 weeks this year. So we're approving it for short-term rental, although my wife's not excited about renting it out, so I don't know how active that will be. But we would like to at least get it permitted and set up. At this time, there's one tiny house on there. We were in the process of looking at getting a second tiny house to put on there, but I've decided not to move forward with that, so there's just the one tiny house on there at this point, and eventually I'll build a permanent structure on there. But to the right of the screen is Missouri Ridge. Greg, who owns that place, he's excited about any traffic that we can get down there. Missouri Ridge Distillery. Across the road there's the Bigfoot Tours. I've not seen Bigfoot. I know that was going to be the next question. if we find him on our property, I'll be back for that application. But and then across the road is James. He is he's great. Honestly, he's the neighbor that we all want, so he's excited about this and supportive of it, so doesn't have any issues with it. And the other neighbors, that's not a topo map, as you guys know, but they're a couple of hills away in the distance. Can't really see any of them.